Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Reminders with me, Chantel Cole. Well, 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 people, I know it's me. Where have I been? But before we get to where I have been, we must say it is Money Making Make It Happen Monday. Yes, it's money, 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 make it, make it, make it. I haven't done it in a while. I'm messing up. It's Money Making Make It Happen Monday, people. And yes, I've been away. And let's talk about it, okay? Because today is Money Making Make It Happen Monday. I'm going to tell you what I've been doing with my money, okay? Your girl has been working on creating multiple streams of income. That is what I've been up to. That is why I have not been here on Daily Reminders, because I've been working, all right? Now, I am going to try and do my best to, of course, get back to being consistent. I'm going to try and post reminders at least 3 to 4 times a week. So please make sure you are subscribed so you never miss a episode. Look, it's been a while. I'm a little shaky. Whatever. Okay. So, multiple streams of income. It has taken me a while to get to this place of figuring out which income streams would work for me. About a year and a half ago, I started getting looking into different ways to create multiple streams. I have a regular job, but I want, you know, extra income to do extra things. You know, I do have 2 kids. I do have a mortgage. I do have a car. And, you know, all those bills and daycare. Oh, God, let's not talk about daycare. Those bills just add up. And before I knew it was like I had no money to like pour into myself, like get my nails done, get my hair done. I'm just DIYing everything, you know? And I was like, you know what? I can just create a couple more streams of income so that I'm not struggling, okay? Because as a mom, you just tend to always put your kids first. I mean, as you should, but you have to have time for yourself too. So about 2 years ago, or a year and a half or so, I started selling chokers on Etsy, and I learned a lot from selling chokers on Etsy. Chokers was a huge fad, so I just jumped on it, learned how to make them, and I just started selling them on Etsy. And right away, boom, 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 for about 4 months, I was making some pretty good money. And I learned a lot from starting that small business. It's not active right now, but it is relaunching that store this month, actually. I'll get to that later. That's one of the incomes. But I learned that selling online is, one, awesome. Like, it is so amazing to sell online. Like, you know, you get the orders, you send them out, you know, people might send you a message here or there. But really, if you just be a good product, and if you just, you know, do what you say you're gonna do, then it's super easy. Like, somebody orders something, you ship it, like, and ship it as fast as you can. The only sucky thing about that business was I was making the chokers, and so, you know, staying up at night making 10 chokers a day was like started to get to me because I got pregnant. So I would say I learned a lot from that business. Like, handmade is not the way unless somebody else is making it for you, because then it becomes so much about making the product and you don't really give as much time to posting about the product or, you know, encouraging people to buy the product because you're so busy, you know, working your regular job and then coming home, making the product. It's just balancing it all became a lot for me. So what I learned from that is I love selling online, one. And two, you know, if you can already have the product made, way better. So, So what I learned from that is I still wanted to do some things online. Now, I personally love Etsy. So one thing that I'm gonna do is still keep the store on Etsy, but no more chokers. I've decided to create these really cute t-shirts and when the time is ready, when the site is up, I'll be sure to link it for you guys to see. But the Instagram is up, but I'll keep you guys posted. So I've been working on that, the sayings and design and t-shirts and all that for that store. And something else I've been working on, speaking of streams of income, is I have been working on a book for the past 2 years, and I'm telling you guys first, it's finally done. It's in its official last phase of being formatted a little bit more and just going over the editing a little bit, but I'm telling you guys first, my freaking first book is freaking done. I can't even believe I'm a freaking author. Like, what in the world is going on? I probably shouldn't be telling you guys this. I mean, I guess I'm just telling you guys first. I'm just letting the cat out the bag. Anyways, your girl is becoming an author, and by the end of this year, you'll be able to order it if you like. So there's another stream of income I've been working on. Anyway, so there's that, and I just want to share this with you guys because streams of income is super important. There's other projects that are in the works, and if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I'll hint at some of things that I'm launching. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I have a store opening up next year called St. Cole. It's a resort wear store, so be sure to look out for that. It's called Shop St. Cole, C-O-L-E. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I post it on my stories all the time. Check it out. And so I say all this because streams of income is super important. I know everybody talks about it, but honestly, if you can just find a way to make, you know, a couple more bucks a month, it really does go a long way. You know what I'm saying? Like, my goal with each stream of income, each stream of income has its, actually it has its different goals, but you know, I would recommend to just start out trying to make $100 a week. I mean, that's 400 extra bucks a month. Like, and there's other ways to make it. Like, go through your closet, sell that stuff on Facebook Marketplace, like sell that on Poshmark. Like, if you got some luxury items, sell that on The Real Real. Like, there are ways to make extra income, and I'm just encouraging you to do so, okay? Because money is available. It's just all about what we're willing to do to get it. And, you know, plan your day accordingly to what is going to work for you. But at the end of the day, just know that you can make it happen. All right. So streams of income, people, let's get into it. Don't be afraid to hit me up and tell me what streams of income you're working on. I want to hear it. I'm working on try and have 5 to 7 by next year, and just let that money come to me. Come to me, money. Come to me, money. So I can save that money. Must save that money, and then buy what I want to buy. Buy what I want to buy. Look at new music coming out 2019. Are you gonna buy my mixtape? I just want to know. Are you gonna buy my mixtape? Huh? Are you buying mixtape? I just want to know. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to Daily Reminders with Chantel Cole. And listen, I'm back on it. You're going to hear from me 3 to 4 times a week. It's not daily, but you know, it's kind of daily. It's daily. Okay. Anyways, thank you guys always for listening. And as always, I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Until next time. See you later. Bye.